Symphony No. 41, nicknamed Jupiter, is one of a set of three that Mozart composed in rapid succession during the summer of 1788. Jupiter was, of course, the Roman Empire's chief of the gods, but it is thought that it was Salomon, a London-based impresario, who gave the symphony its title. Salomon certainly had strong marketing instinct, and this divine reference is apt, since many regard this last and longest of Mozart's symphonies as the pinnacle of his instrumental compositions. From its grand, arresting beginning to the contrapuntal tour de force of its ending, this is a symphony on a monumental scale. The way in which the ceremonial opening crescendos into brass and timpani fanfares before an expectant pause creates great expectations. Energy and building harmonic tensions mark the first movement, but there are also moments of contrast, even pathos. Muted strings begin the second movement with a warm, singing phrase, suddenly contradicted by a loud, offbeat chord. These interruptions become more insistent as the movement progresses, with a move into a minor key and more dissonant harmonies, but any sense of unease recedes as the movement draws to a close. The third movement minuet is graceful and stately. A quiet shadow of uncertainty emerges for a time, with the woodwinds descending chromatic lines near the end of the minuet. The middle, trio section has a playful start, followed by a dramatic interruption in the minor key, with the first appearance of a melodic motif that will form the main theme of the finale. There seems no room for uncertainties in the exuberant opening section of the finale, where Mozart weaves together six themes, and yet more minor key shadows enter at the start of the development section. Even the C major certitudes of the recapitulation are temporarily threatened by some turbulent chromatic passages in the lower strings and woodwinds, but order is restored as we return to C major and conclude the recapitulation. In the coda, Mozart combines five of the finale's themes in fabulous contrapuntal invention, and rounds the movement off with an exuberant restatement of the sixth. Mozart's mastery of pace, and judicious contrasts of joy and pathos, fused into a magnificent symphonic argument, do indeed make this a work fit for the gods.